Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast, continuing to share with you the Word of God that's going to teach you the truth and set you free. We're talking about overcoming lust. Lust means strong desire. God wants you to overcome lust in your life. We know who the source of lust is. It is the devil. John 8:44, you are of your father the devil. The lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. The lusts that come from the devil are going to be contrary to the truth, contrary to the Word of God. Any strong desires that would come to you that are contrary to the Word of God, you are not to give place to them in your life. You are to resist them. Exodus 15:9, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. The devil wants to satisfy his lust upon you, but you're not going to give place to it. You're going to walk in the Spirit and overcome. Now, we've been talking about the effects of lust. And we saw in Psalm 78:18 that when they were having lust in their heart, they were tempting God. They tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lust. When you are wanting to feed your own lust and you're going to God, you are actually tempting Him. We're not supposed to tempt Him. We're to pray the Word of God according to the promise of God, and God, of course, will respond to that. But if you are just seeking things for your own lust that's contrary to the way of the Word of God or what the principles of the Word or the promise says, then you're simply tempting God, following your own lust. Also, we saw in Psalms 81:12 that He gave them up into their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Whenever you're following your own heart's lust, you're actually walking in your own counsels, and God will let you choose your way. He gives us a free will, but if you walk in your own counsel instead of God's, then you're going to see destruction. All the works of the flesh are going to end up being profitless in your life. In Mark 4:19, we see the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and it, the word, becometh unfruitful. This is in the parable of the sower, where we see that these three things, if they can enter in, they will choke the word in your life, and that word will not bring forth fruit. Many Christians hear the word, but they don't bring forth fruit. Why? Because of the cares, the worries, the anxieties of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. They get their eyes on other things instead of the Lord, and the lust or strong desire of other things, lusting after other things contrary to the Word of God. If they enter in, they will choke the word, and you will not become unfruitful. You will not be fruitful, but you'll be unfruitful. Now, what do we do to deal with this lust? We're going to have to walk in the Spirit. You know, the Bible says in James 1:14 that every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You get drawn away of your own lust, you're enticed, or you're drawn into a contradiction about what's the right thing to do. That's the word over here. You're walking the way of the word, but on the other side here, you got your own strong desires. This is where the contradiction comes. This is where the enticement comes from the devil. If you let that lust conceive, and this is because you would act upon it, you would follow the lust instead of the word, it's going to bring forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Don't let that lust conceive in you. You resist that thing and walk in the Spirit. If you do let it conceive, surely it'll bring forth sin. And sin, when it's finished, will bring forth death. The law of sin and death will work against you. We also saw in James 4:1-4, where it talks about how they were walking after the lust in their own members. And even when they were praying, they were asking and receiving not, because they were asking amiss, that they might consume it upon your lusts. Your motivation is important in prayer. If you're praying the Word of God, and your motivation is to do what God wants you to do, then you're going to see your prayers are going to get an answer, they're going to get a response, and you're going to see them come to pass. But if you are trying to do something and praying to consume it on your own lust, it's not going to happen, because you're just serving self, and you're actually serving the lust of the flesh or the lust of this world. You're yielding to the enemy. In James 4:4 it says, "You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not the friendship of the world? Enmity with God. Whosoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." We don't want to be a friend of the world. We're not going to walk after the lusts of this world. We're going to walk in line with the Word of God. We also saw in Romans chapter 1 where that God gave them up to the uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts to dishonor their bodies, where men would be lying with men and women would be lying with women, and they would abandon the natural use and the sexual relationship, and they got into homosexuality. And boy, that was great error. They would not submit to God's word. They changed the truth of God into a lie. They didn't retain God in their knowledge. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. And this is what has happened to all people that are involved in lesbianism or in homosexuality. They have a reprobate mind. And they are in walking in lust rather than walking in line with the word of God. And great destruction and judgment is coming upon them. Ephesians 2:3, the Bible says, "We all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh. We used to be fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind, and that was bringing destruction. But praise God, we've been redeemed, and now we can walk in the Spirit and according to the Word and not in the flesh." The Bible says that all the things written in the Word are examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things. In fact, you need to stay away from everything that's evil. You also got to watch that you don't follow after the love of money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And the Bible says they that will be rich, otherwise they have the love of money, they're going to fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts. And they're going to drown the person in destruction and perdition. We've got to turn away from all of these lusts. In 2 Timothy 4:3, that the Bible says that there'll come a time when people will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. That's the person who just wants to walk after their own lusts, and they only want to hear people teaching what they want to hear. They probably want to hear about the promises and how they can have victory, but they don't want to hear about dealing with sin. They don't want to hear about dealing with the flesh. They don't want to hear about casting out the demonic spirits. They don't want to hear about dealing with their pride or lust or whatever it might be. I tell you, we don't want to have that attitude. We don't want to have itching ears. We want to be ready to receive the truth of God's word and act upon it and not follow after our own lust, but we're going to walk in the line, in the ways of the word of God, in line with his word. Titus 3:3, the Bible says, "We ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures." Are you a person that serves lusts and pleasures? And just, you always want to get pleasure out of something? That the Bible says you're foolish, you're disobedient, you're deceived. You're not to serve diverse lusts and pleasures. You are walking in the ways of the flesh. God's given us his promises. We are to walk by the word. The way you walk in the Spirit is by the word of God. 2 Peter 1:4, he's given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. The corruption is in the world. It's here through lust. That's the way it works. And what are we going to do? We're going to become a partaker of the divine nature, because we're going to get in the Word. We're going to think on the Word. We're going to speak the Word. We're going to pray the Word. We're going to do what the Word says, and we're not going to walk after the lust of the flesh. If we walk after the flesh in all lust of uncleanness, we're going to be showing that we're self-willed. We're going to be showing that we're walking in a way that's contrary to the Word of God. The Bible says over in 2 Peter 3:3 that in the last days the scoffers would come walking after their own lusts. Don't be one who walks after your own lusts. You're going to be greatly deceived. The Bible says that we should not walk in these ways. There's a scripture in Jude 1, verse 16. There are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. Talks about those that are murmurers and complainers. If you're a murmurer, if you're a complainer, if you're a griper, you're walking after your own lusts. The Bible talks about the mockers in the last time who walk after their own ungodly lusts. Turn away from it. You know, there's so much lust out there, sexual lust going on. You've got to turn away from that. But you got to watch what you see on the TV, because lust just comes at you all the time. Proverbs 6:25 says, "Lust not after her beauty in thine heart." Don't give place to that. Matthew 5:28 says, "Whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." We don't want to give place to the devil in this way. We're not going to look on a woman to lust after her. You got to watch that you don't even think things or look on things with an attitude of a lusting or desiring somebody. You actually will commit that adultery in your heart. You don't want to look at those lustful things that come forth over the TV. Turn away from it. It will bring destruction. Romans 6:12 says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof." You know, you don't have to obey sin. Sin works through lust, through strong desire, contrary to the word. If you won't yield to that, then you'll walk in the ways of righteousness. That's why we're supposed to yield to the Lord. The Bible says, "Put you on the Lord Jesus Christ through the word of God, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof." Romans 13:14. And Galatians 5:16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. The flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh." And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Galatians 5:24 says, "They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts." God wants you to crucify that flesh. He wants you to crucify all its affections, its lusts, its desires. And it goes on in Ephesians 4:22. It says, "You put off concerning the former conversation or behavior the old man." You've got to put off the old man ways. They are corrupt according to the deceitful lust. All lust is deceitful. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Put on that new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Colossians 3:5 says, "Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth." Mortify them. Turn away from them. Titus 2:12 says, "Deny ungodliness and worldly lusts." We're supposed to live righteously and godly in this present world. We're to be obedient children, not fashioning ourselves according to the former lusts. We're going to turn away from them and walk in the Spirit. If you let the lusts come, they'll war against your soul. Resist them. Walk in the Spirit and watch God do a mighty work in your life. As I close today, do